everybody eats when they come to my house.
This week, John Lindorf, we're talking about what you describe as discomfort foods. Great spicy dishes available locally or for folks to make in their own kitchens. You also wrote about this in your column in the July issue of Sensi Mag. So spicy hot foods are good for us in the summer? Is that what you're saying?
During a hot wave, and most of the world knows this, not all of us do. Essentially, to cool off, instead of trying to chill yourself down, you turn yourself into a swamp cooler. You start sweating. There's a breeze. It's evaporative cooling at its best. And there are places that I've come to know that have just dishes that are hot in a lot of different ways and fill the bill.
Such as?
There's a place called U.S. Thai in Edgewater, famous amongst Thai lovers as the place where you don't go and order things Thai hot because they will make it so hot that you will be... In any case, the green curry with shrimp there is just wonderful. Another one I like a lot that people haven't really heard about much, there's a place in Louisville called Bawarachi Biryanis. It's a rice place. And they make a goat biryani that is just, you start sweating looking at it, actually.
And right by KGNU's Denver studio, El Taco de Mexico, 7th and Santa Fe.
I would. They have a chili verde there that's really more a soup-like, very hot. I also love the chili relleno burritos there. And Working Class, which is a really cool little restaurant in Denver, they have peppers five ways. You got grilled shishitos, bacon-wrapped jalapenos, pickled peppers, Fresno peppers, and hot pepper jam. It's a hot food pepper fest, and after that, you either need a mango lassi or a beer.
So eat spicy and then cool, and it'll cool you off.
And Sam, what's the best thing you've eaten lately?
Well, it was pretty spicy, actually. It was the mole at Tarasco's, which is a small restaurant on South Federal, just a little bit, couple blocks south of Alameda.
In the predominantly, actually, Asian.
Yes, but you will find Tarasco's there, tucked on the east side of South Federal. Yeah. A great menu, and I had the mole recently. I'm not even sure what's in mole, but it's just a richness of flavor, a spiciness, a thick, dark brown.
And then the heat comes out of
The heat comes out of the chilies that are in there. It was truly delicious. And Tarasco's also has these great juice drinks, which they give funny names. Like I had the Tesla, which was beet juice, orange juice, and ginseng. I think it went well with my mole. Anyway, Tarasco's on South Federal.
Wonderful.
You can listen to archived radio Nibbles shows at news.kgnu.org, and John's Nibbles column is in the Boulder Weekly.
Have a fine week.
Pass me a pancake, Mandrake. Having a derby, Irby. Looking to Fendel, Mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Mandrake. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel.